From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu has risen to nearly 240. More than 300 are wounded. It's the deadliest attack in the country's history, the deputy speaker of Somalia's upper house of parliament told VOA Somali that the death toll stands now at 237. Angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab, the militant group that often claims attacks in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab has so far stayed silent, but experts and the Somali government strongly believe the group did carry out the attack. Among the injured is a VOA reporter. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded on Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development, but he said President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what he believes are flaws in the agreement. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are refusing to obey an order by Iraqi soldiers to withdraw from the oil-producing city of Kirkuk. That leaves the two sides in a standoff now because the deadline for the Peshmerga fighters has passed. A Kurdish security official told reporters that Iraq had told the Kurds to vacate the area, but he said the Peshmerga will stay put and defend their position. Reporters in the area say there have been no clashes, but fighters on both sides are poised for conflict. On Friday, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis urged both sides to tone everything down as Kurdish officials continue to warn of an imminent Iraqi invasion. This is VOA News.